first, there was darkness. Then came the strangers. They were a race as old as time itself. They had mastered the ultimate technology, the ability to alter physical reality by will alone. They called this ability tuning. But they were dying. Their civilization was in decline. And so they abandoned their world, seeking a cure for their own mortality. Their endless journey brought them to a small blue world in the farthest corner of the galaxy. Our world. Here they thought they had finally found what they had been searching for.
During a recent trip down the flat earth rabbit hole, I was reminded of a great film I haven't seen in many years. It was always a very intriguing movie for me because of the dark imagery and the strange cast of haunting characters. Upon my latest viewing, I was shocked at some of the overt occult symbolism that laid before me. Join along as we decode the symbolism behind Dark City. This film definitely has Jennifer Connelly, definitely not Allison Williams. That is a correction to a previous podcast I had where I really butchered it for the Perfection Netflix film review, which had very interesting symbolism. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And for some reason, I thought that was Jennifer Connelly. It was Allison Williams. Had a very Brian Williams, Iraqi helicopter moment myself. We're going to get into the different themes, the different symbolism, plot spoilers, of course. If you haven't seen Dark City, you need to go see it and then come back. It's one of the greatest movies of all time. One of the greatest movies of all time, but I was shocked and saddened to see the true agenda play out in the film. We're going to go through this symbolism of the evolution of man, the all-seeing eye, the Illuminati magicians, and we're going to wrap it up with the final conclusion. What does it all mean? You won't believe what it all means. You're going to have to see it for yourself. And of course, I'll have, depending on how you're listening to this, I'll have images on IlluminatiWatcher.com. YouTube, if they don't ban it, I'll try to get the images up there. They love to ding me on too many film clips and images and all that stuff. But you can always go to IlluminatiWatcher.com and find this film analysis with all the images, along with so many other great things. Sign up for the free email newsletter while you're there. Now, what is Dark City? You got to go back in time. This was the late 90s. We had a lot of postmodern science fiction films that were showing us the dystopian future because they knew Y2K was coming. The year 2000 was going to turn the corner for the big agenda. The dystopian future agenda is sparked by the Gnostic nightmares. The Matrix, the greatest film of all time, probably. Lawnmower Man. There are a lot of films like that that were showing us the dangers of technology. Dark City shoves us into a story about a man who doesn't remember who he is. All he knows is that his name is John Murdoch, and he is wanted for murder. And he pieces together these clues about his life, including his name, his crumbling marriage to Jennifer Connelly's character, Emma. And as he's evading capture by the authorities, he sees there's a neurotic doctor named Daniel Schreiber, played by Kiefer Sutherland. And he also learns that he's in possession of these strange mental powers. Now, these powers are referred to as the tuning, and they're drawn out when he is being followed by the mysterious group of alien humanoids called the Strangers, which we're going to talk about later, of course, because they're a key component here. But tuning, very curiously, is a form of occult mental magic. They are causing change in the real world through Kabbalistic mental emanations. All these themes we've talked about over so many years on the podcast here. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it was all in this film. how ignorant, how naive I was when I first saw it. I mean, it's still a great film, don't get me wrong. And we're not going to go through the film sequentially or nothing like that, or chronologically. We're just going to talk about chunks of themes of symbolism. I'm assuming you've seen it already, but I've given you enough of the plot, and you can follow along. If you didn't want to watch it, if you want me to destroy it for you, then I'm going to do it. The evolution of man is our next topic. We know this because the symbol of the lighthouse is traditionally assigned to in stories to show characters and their way forward in their evolution. We saw this employed in my analysis of Annihilation, another great movie. How many movies can we fit into the top 10? That should belong in there too. Because in that film, and you got to check out my analysis of that. If you haven't seen it, watch the movie, then check out my analysis. You won't believe that one either. You want a real mind screw, check that out. It turned out that it was quite similar because in Annihilation, Lena, the plug, played by Natalie Portman, she goes through this evolution at the same landmark of the lighthouse. So when you watch the Dark City, I actually watched two versions, the regular version and the director's cut version. I'm referring to the regular version here because it's not in the director's cut, but at the beginning of Dark City, you see the lighthouse theme pop up when you see the city. There's a sign that says the lighthouse. Lets us know there's an evolution in store for the main character, John Murdoch. Then the opening credits roll, and you see multiple iterations of the spiral symbol. Again, it's another symbol for the evolution of man. You see this spiral so many times in films like The Revenant or Westworld, which I have a full analysis on as well. Again, these a mind-blowing revelation of Gnosticism. If you know what to look for, it's all right there in plain sight. And in fact, the spiral is seen carved into the female victims. There's a detective goes by the name Walensky, goes insane because he learns about the truth of reality there, and he starts drawing these spirals all over the place. It's a recurring theme in this film. Walensky, and in True Detective also, the spirals in True Detective. Walensky also has some very curious words written on his wall, if you look close enough, like the word illusion. What does that mean? It's analogous to the Illuminati, maybe, but more likely, perhaps, it's the Gnostic warnings of a prison planet, which is what I tied to the Flat Earth movement, if you listen to my two-part Flat Earth series on the podcast. Gnosticism is what this is all about. The spiral is a symbol of the evolving man, evolving into something greater. What's up with all the evolutionary symbolism? The masses are having the truth revealed of the secret religion. The mystery schools have been teaching each other who the real God is. And now it's time for the masses to understand who it is. It's Lucifer. Yes, indeed. The symbolism of the light is the same one we know for the Illuminati or the Illuminated Ones. They think that man's greatest gift is the intellect given to us by Lucifer. It can only be attributed to the archetype of spiritual freedom or the Luciferian energies of the Prometheus archetype. I know that sounds crazy, but it's all true. All you got to do is dig through all the occult literature. It's right there. Next, we're going to talk about the all-seeing eye, a symbol that comes up often. Very often, the most commonly used signal to show us you're witnessing the revelation of the method. Theosophist Helena Blavatsky talked about how the masses should be receiving this secret mystery school indoctrination. And entertainment is doing a fine job pushing the messages along. That's why you see all these celebrities covering one eye. It's what it's all about. It's the pineal gland, it's the third eye, it's the enlightenment of the true mystery religions. So we see it in Dark City on the Shell Beach postcard. It's the ultimate destination throughout the movie is the Shell Beach. And you see the all-seeing eye on the sun. Of course, the sun, a symbol for the solar religious elements that they use to disguise their true god, Lucifer. And the alien life forms They also give us the all-seeing eye treatment when the camera zooms in on the chief, the alien lord, as does Kiefer's Dr. Schreiber. He's got the lazy eye. These characters are all aware of the evolutionary steps the masses must take on their journey. Now, a curious statement is made at the end of the film when John Murdock tells the alien Mr. Hand that they've been looking in the wrong place for their answers the whole time. And he points to the center of his head, not the temple, the center of the head. That is where the third eye is, the pineal gland. Again, that's what the all-seeing eye represents. And this has been a long-standing viewpoint of these occultists because they believe there lies a powerful way of understanding and enlightenment locked up inside of our own minds. And if you can break this loose, that will result in the highest form of evolution, the Illuminati Magician. Which brings us to the Strangers. The aliens in the film, the Illuminati Magicians. They call them the Strangers, but they're the aliens, right? They have the power to literally cause change in the real world every night. When they manipulate physical objects and human memories in order to figure out the human soul. Because if you haven't seen the film, that's what happens. At midnight every night, they dick around with stuff and mentally emanate powers to change the world that these humans are trapped in. And these aliens, we find out, are a connected form of consciousness. And it hops into different human forms. I don't know if you saw my analysis for the Netflix film I Am Mother. But you should do that too. I don't want to give anything away, but it's very relevant. Now, a curious side note, the main alien named Mr. Hand was played by Richard O'Brien. I watched the movie, I said, oh shit, is that Riff Raff? Yep. It's the man who played Riff Raff from Rocky Horror Picture Show, a movie I analyzed for its androgynous alien qualities. I wrote a whole book about it, available on Amazon and Audible with all my other books. Self-narrated almost everything on Audible. The director of the film revealed that he created this role based on Riff Raff. Because in the book, in my book on Rocky Horror Picture Show, I talk about the occult androgynous alien agenda. But the director, Alex Proyas, said this: I had Richard in mind physically when I wrote the character because I had these strange, bald-looking men with an ethereal, androgynous quality. Now, these aliens, they're considered superior to the humans in the film because they can control their entire environment, with the exception of the main character, John Murdock. At the beginning of the film, we see John Murdock, and what is he doing? He's arising from a submerged state in a bathtub. Yes, indeed. The symbolism of the bathtub always rears its ugly head, doesn't it? Classic symbol. It means the crossing over of dimensions for the occult practitioner into a new world. And if you watch it, the camera even pans over in the inverted fashion over the character's eyes, showing the viewer that this is a new fundamental understanding of the world. John Murdock is the initiate. We know these aliens are evolved entities and they're practicing ritual magic because of all the clues on display. At the beginning of the film, we actually hear how they can alter physical reality with their mind. Dr. Schreiber tells the alien overlords how John Murdock can tune by will. He uses that term will. Again, a reference to magic.
My God, you really can do it.
I did that.
Listen to me, John. You have their power. You can make things happen by will alone. They call it tuning. That is how they make the buildings change. Just now you acted out of self-defense, a reflex. But I can teach you to control your power consciously. Let me help you, John. Together we can stop them. We can take the city back.
Towards the end of the film, the Strangers want to implant their universal consciousness, their memories, into John so they can all share his soul. But John is implanted with Dr. Schreiber's instructional memories on how to beat these aliens. And Dr. Schreiber talks about how the world can be whatever he wants because John Murdoch is the magician. He uses the mental powers to beat the strangers. He makes the world whatever he wants as long as he concentrates hard enough, as long as he tunes by will alone. Again, a reference to Aleister Crowley with the will, right? Do what thou wilt. So what we're seeing here is man's evolution into something greater, using Kabbalistic ideas in a Gnostic world with ritual magic. But it gets worse. But wait, it gets worse. In conclusion, we're going to wrap it up, and you're not going to believe where this goes. Well, you will, probably. At the end of the film, you see John Murdoch, and what does he do? He goes underground, like Alice in Wonderland, like Lena the Plug in Annihilation. He goes underground to receive his final stage of enlightenment. And this is, of course, in the form of the implanted instructional memories of Dr. Schreiber. But earlier in the film, the riffraff alien, Dr. Hand, wants to get imprinted by John Murdoch's memories so he can understand more about him and his drives and mankind in general. And what does he do this on? The Vitruvian Man pentagram symbol, the same one you see on Westworld. These guys aren't very original with their symbolism, are they? Now, towards the end of the film, we find out that the strangers actually brought the humans to Dark City to figure out what makes them unique, which is obviously our souls, right? The spark, the Kabbalistic spark.
First, there was darkness. Then came the strangers. They abducted us and brought us here. This city, everyone in it, is their experiment. They mix and match our memories as they see fit, trying to divine what makes us unique. One day, a man might be an inspector. The next, someone entirely different. When they want to study a murderer, for instance, they simply imprint one of their citizens with a new personality. Arrange a family for him, friends, an entire history, even a lost wallet. Then they observe the results. Will a man, given the history of a killer, continue in that vein? Or are we, in fact, more than the mere sum of our memories? This business of you being a killer was an unhappy coincidence. You have had dozens of lives before now. You just happened to wake up while I was imprinting you with this one.
Why are they doing all this?
It is our capacity for individuality, our souls, that makes us different from them. They think they can find the human soul if they understand how our memories work. All they have are collective memories. They share one group mind. They're dying, you see. Their entire race is on the brink of extinction. They think we can save them.
Where do I fit in?
You are different, John. You resisted my attempt to imprint you. Somehow, you have developed their ability to tune. That is how they changed things. That is how they built this city. They have machines buried deep beneath the surface that allow them to focus their telepathic energies.
They control everything here, even the sun. That's why it's always dark. They can't stand the light.
And the strangers all share this collective memory and this collective mind. This is the hive mind, the collective consciousness, the global consciousness that we hear all these Aquarius folks talking about. It's what all the technology heads are talking about. It's the transhumanistic agenda. They're striving to move us towards the global consciousness and the ultimate goal of the Illuminati, which is immortality. Now, at the final point of this film, the human race gets their first sunrise. Again, symbolism of the solar Luciferian religion. Now, I know that was probably a lot. I know Javi's are scratching your head. What are you talking about, Isaac? Come on, bro. Well, I'm going to put it all together. I'm working on a book where I'm tying together the occult history of the world with the alien agenda. When will I be done? I don't know. 2019, 2020, it just depends how I can squeeze it into my schedule. Doing a little bit more research on it. But I need you to stay plugged into me because this book's going to blow the lid wide open. Because trust you me, the occult agenda, the Illuminati agenda, and the alien agenda are all combined. They're all connected. John Murdoch, in the final scene, steps out to Shell Beach to meet Jennifer Connelly, now goes by the name Anna, because as we talked about, they change the realities and memories throughout the show. Now, John Murdoch asks where Shell Beach is, and guess what she does? She points off to a lighthouse. The final moments of the film show us that the evolutionary steps are now complete. So what does it all mean? Well, the symbol of Shell Beach refers to the Kabbalistic system, because in the esoteric doctrine, the initiated people learn about the creation of our world through mental emanations of God. These emanations are, of course, represented by the Sephirot on the Tree of Life. But did you know there is an inverted 10 Sephirot? This is the evil version of the known as the Klepoth, a.k.a. the other side. You've seen this inverted reality before. It shows like Stranger Things, which I did a full analysis on too. These demonic manifestations are also called shells. The Klepoth are also called shells, which is what I'm obviously taking the Shell Beach reference towards. We could argue that the protagonist of the movie, John Murdoch, utilizes the gnosis or knowledge of Kabbalah magic bestowed upon him from the aliens. This realm of impure spirits contains the necessary enlightenment of the black magic the initiate needs to understand before evolving. That's why you have the black and white symbolism all over the place. The initiates have to gain full enlightenment by understanding and utilizing both forces. That's what 9/11 is all about. It's about taking down the twin pillars and making one single one. The reconciliation of opposites. Now, the aliens are described similar. The aliens, the strangers in the movies, they're described very similar to the Klepoth. The shells of the dead, they're called, the Klepoth are called. And the strangers, the aliens, they are a singular consciousness inhabiting multiple dead human hosts. They are indeed the shells of the dead. Isn't that crazy? A very overt case laid out before you. Now, the Earth-like dark planet, dark city, that the humans reside on, they were created by demonic forces. This is, again, a Gnostic belief, the Demiurge, which also appears as a flat Earth, not so ironically, at the end of the film. Now, John Murdoch, he unlocks the evolutionary key to utilize mental magic, which fits into Aleister Crowley's definition of causing change in conformity with the will. And this permits the final movement of the planet as it angles towards the sun and illuminates all of mankind. They all become illuminated. Illuminate, confirm the whole city. So the coded language here is that humanity will be enlightened into the Luciferian doctrine, which claims that man can become God since the intellect can be sharpened enough to achieve immortality and the final transhuman global consciousness. And these aliens, the Klepoth, the dead shells, they were the evil forces necessary to evolve man into this true freedom from the Gnostic prison. And there you have it. That is the full breakdown of the dark path of Dark City. Now, what I want you to do is, if you want to learn more, if you're a little confused, pick up my book, The Dark Path. It's available on Amazon or Audible. You can get it on Audible with a free trial. Just get it for free. If you're not ready for that, you can follow me on the social medias and I'll be releasing more information like this. You can follow along until you're ready to go all the way down the rabbit hole. I'm on Instagram, @IsaacWeishaupt. I'm on Facebook, Illuminati Watcher or Isaac Weishaupt. Twitter, @IlluminatiEyes. And keep your eyes peeled, keep your mind open to these things, and someday you're going to also be like, you know what, something's going on here. I got to know what it is. And you can find it all in the dark path. I want to thank you for your time, and as always, stay woke.